Hallihallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Episode unseres Fierce Female Lifting Podcast. Wir haben heute, weil wir wieder über Skype zusammen sind, einen ganz besonderen Gast, nämlich einen englischsprachigen Gast, die Emma. And that's why we're gonna switch to English now, because our guest is from England, I think, right? England? Ireland? It's England.
Cool. No, England, yeah.
Perfect, perfect. So, Emma, I think some of our listeners all know you already. Most of us maybe don't. So maybe could you just introduce yourself, who you are, what you're doing, and yeah, how are you?
Yeah, of course. So I am Emma Hindman. If you know me from the bodybuilding industry, it's probably through posing and competing. If you don't know me, I own my own posing business. So I teach people to pose that want to do bodybuilding shows. So everyone from bikini to bodybuilder and everything in between. I've been doing that for nearly 4, maybe 5 years now. I've been bodybuilding since 2013. And my background before that, I was a dancer. So combine the two and you have the Posing Pro, which is what my business is.
That's amazing. That's really cool. Great. So when did you start your business exactly? When was that again?
So I started the Posing Pro probably in about 2014, but very loosely. So it wasn't quite the Posing Pro then. I started bodybuilding in 2013, as I said. And over that time, I just kind of organically picked up posing clients purely just because I had good performance skills. And obviously from the dance background, I was able to bring that in and just have a different level of presentation on stage. When I was personal training at the same time, I just gradually started to work with more and more people. And I kind of got to a crossroads where personal training was really, really busy. I was pretty much at capacity with it. But at the same time, posing was kind of coming on par with it. So I had to kind of decide, right, what am I going to do? I know I need to maybe focus and put my attention into one of them more to make one of them really successful. Mm-hmm. And my passion really sat with posing more than personal training. I enjoyed personal training, but obviously with the posing, it just lent itself so much more to the creativity that I was used to from the dance background. So in 2015, it really just started to get busier and busier. It was very much so a butterfly effect. You know, one person works with you and then somebody else recommends you. And I just started to work with more and more people. The reputation started to grow. And I got to 2016 and just really started to work with more and more people. 2017, that was the crossroads, and it was really a case of, like I said before, what do I do? Do I just focus purely on posing and see where I can take this? So quite a daunting risk. I decided to get my own premises. So I opened my own studio here in the UK, and it was a big, big, big risk. I thought, oh my God, what about if I move and take on the cost of a new studio and it doesn't work? And what will I do? Oh my God, will I have enough clients to pay the rent? And once I moved into my own premises, I think if you have a certain mindset, you're going to make it work. And that's what I did. Moved into my own studio, had like a specific posing area built, but I also had a personal training area in there as well. So I could kind of, I knew in my head what I wanted to do was move more over to posing and start to condense down the PT and just use that just to fully transfer over into posing. So did that in 2018, opened the studio, and from there I've just never looked back. The business just grew from strength to strength. The reputation grew, the brand grew. Obviously, as I moved into the studio, I was like, this needs a brand. So came up with the Posing Pro. And the rest is history, really. It's just catapulted. It's great. It's fantastic. And it's a real niche in the market, as you ladies all know.
It's a real specific niche. Yes.
Yeah, and bodybuilding itself is a niche anyway. It's a very specific category or skill, and with that in posing, again, it's just such a specialized skill. So as I said, I work with everyone from bikini to bodybuilding. Obviously that takes time and experience to really understand and know each category, so I had to really spend time learning about each of the categories, and the more I worked with more people, the more my knowledge just grew. And obviously the more people you work with, everyone is completely different. So my skill grew because I would go, okay, this technique doesn't work for you, or this pose doesn't work for you. Let me just look at your physique and see in trial and error what else might work for you as well. Now I'm at a stage where I've got a website. So the goal was, how can I build something that delivers to more people across the globe, or people who can't get to the studio, or people that even don't maybe have the spare cash or the money to pay for a one-to-one posing session? How can I cater to these people as well? So built the website, which offers online posing tutorials, which enables people to access my skill in the studio. It means they can learn from anywhere in the world, at home as well. And that just brings a whole nother dynamic to the business.
I think that's us, especially like the homepage with the online tutorial. That's a great idea, because like when you start doing bodybuilding and you get a like interest, like how do I pose, how do I start? It's like many people want to start working on their own first before they actually get into a posing class and kind of like expose themselves in front of other people. And that's why it's like, I will feel like this opening tutorials, especially for beginners, a great idea. So you can get a little bit into the topic.
Yeah, you kind of have an understanding before you step into the studio, which is something, because what I was finding was as well, when I was traveling to different locations like Vienna or Ireland, or even just down south to London, I was teaching the same basics and fundamentals all of the time. So I just thought, what I want to do is I want to fast forward people. How can I get them to a level where they get into the studio and they already understand what they need to be doing? So that means in the session, I can get into what specifically works for them, or working on the finer details a little bit quicker, as opposed to me teaching them the same basic poses and then they have to go away and learn that, and then they come back again. Because my goal essentially is with posing clients is, I want you guys to fly the nest. I want you guys to learn as much as possible, get to a level where you know what you're doing and you understand it, and you can train your own eye to see what I see. You know, so it's the tutorials have really, they serve that purpose, which is really, really great. And like you said, I think it's important that people can learn from a reputable source, because there's a lot of information out there on social media, on YouTube, and it's not always correct what they are learning and picking up. So I just thought as well, if they can learn correctly, then it also means when they come into the studio, I don't try and have to unpick the bad habits that they've learned from another source.
Yeah, absolutely. That's an experience I've made for myself as well, because I have I have not had a posing coach before. I just picked up all the stuff on social media, and I competed in bikini 2 times. And after that, I took one of your classes, and I just realized how many bad habits I've had when it came to like flaring my lats, obviously, because I think that is something that most of the people get wrong most of the time, I guess. So
yeah. I guess it's also like the hardest.
It's really hard. But that one session, those 30 minutes with you, like those changed everything. I feel like I should have done one of those before, but you weren't there before. So
yeah, it was hard. Yeah, yeah. So and that's exactly the point. It's making, like I said, my basics and fundamentals accessible to anyone. So if I'm not over in your country, then okay, but I can still download this, and it's not an extortionate rate, which I don't ever want it to be. I want it to be accessible across all platforms and accessible to anyone, so they can really get into the basics and fundamentals from home. But what I also plan to do as well is there's for each category, there's actually three levels. So you can learn your basics and fundamentals. Then we can look through a variation of alternative poses. And then we're looking at stagecraft and presentation. And all three of those sessions in total, they actually cost less than a one-to-one. So, yeah. So that was like, I get so much joy and pleasure from teaching people. I always want to feel like I want to give back. Like, I always like to feel like I'm contributing to people as much as possible. And it's if you know about like your six human needs, contribution's one of them, and everyone ranks them at how important they are to them, and contribution's quite high to me. So I've also have the free members page as well, which is completely free. And I put content on there from studio sessions with other clients where, you know, someone's a little bit apprehensive about a tutorial, or they don't want it, they're just not there yet, go sign up to the free members area. There's heaps of content in there as well, which is just my way of almost giving back and saying to people, thank you. Like, thank you for taking the time to invest in me. Like, I want to invest in you guys as well.
I feel like so much of business, like, success comes from this kind of giving, because if you always expect something in return, you're never going to get anywhere, I think. So it's really just the free content that you put out there that actually makes people engage with you and like come to you and trust you and all that.
It's so important. I spend a lot of time like trying to educate myself and improve and be better, whether it's personal growth or it's business growth. So I try and apply things that I think will help other people. And there's absolutely no reason why I can't give as much as my content and value for free over social platforms. And I think it helps you guys. You know, if I can help you guys, then great. And then if you want to come to the studio with me, even better. And I think it's just, it really helps from a business perspective as well, because like you said, people feel like they're getting value and the content is of value. And I think when you're trying to do that with a business, you have to make sure you're giving content that it's not about me. You know, I stopped posing a long time ago and for myself. Do you know what I mean? I stopped posting videos about my posing. It's all, everything that I pretty much post now is for you guys to learn from it.
Yeah, that's a big one actually. It's like, I think there are already so many people out there on social media and like giving out content and stuff that just, I mean, I'm sometimes guilty of that myself as well, when I think like, okay, I want to post something, but I'm not really sure what could be valuable to tell. So I'm just posting for the sake of posting, which is not really something you should do.
Yeah. I think it depends as well, like on what your business is. If you're just posting, you know, you're an athlete and you want to share your journey and, you know, you want to post your updates or your progress shots, then I think that's completely fine. But for me now, my social media, it is a driving force for my business. There's a few elements of, you know, me in a nice outfit going out for dinner. You know, there is still that element, but the majority of my content is really for my followers to take something away from it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Have you ever had negative feedback as well? I'm pretty sure you got negative feedback, because I think everyone does at some point. But how do you, like, did you get it? What kind of feedback was that? And how do you deal with that? Or how did you respond to it? Because I feel, especially as a woman who does bodybuilding, that's like a thing.
Yeah, absolutely. The last time I competed was in 2018. I got my IFBB Pro card. And it was the best state I've been in, the best condition I've had, the most amount of muscle. And that was the time that I received negative feedback or comments. oh, you look like a man, it's too far-fetched, oh, you are a man. And usually what I do with those people is I usually say to them, I feel sorry for you. Like, I feel sorry for you that you feel that unhappy, that you need to come and personally attack someone else. I'd never be aggressive back. And I just always try and make them think differently. Like, do you really think it's nice or it's kind to come onto my social media and post your negative views? If you think it, that's fine. But there's no need for you to come on here and post something negative towards me. I've got quite a strong mindset. I don't really take it that personally because I know obviously this sport is very subjective, but when someone is attacking you and saying, oh, you look like a man, oh, it's clear to see you're a man, it's obvious. I had someone comment once and say, oh, I can tell you've got an Adam's apple. I was like, where? And I said to my boyfriend, I was like, do you have an Adam's apple? And he was like, no. But it does make you think, like, you do get a little bit paranoid. But obviously as well, when you're that level of conditioned or lean, we look a little bit harder in the faces. We're females, like, we do look, it is extreme. It's an extreme sport. But you're always going to get that. You're always going to get keyboard warriors. You're always going to get, you know, trolls on the internet. But my advice to people would be is that these people are usually unhappy in themselves. And there's usually underlying reasons as to why they are personally attacking someone. And don't take it personally. Rise above it and almost kill them with kindness. Kill them with kindness. But one trick
That's a good thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. But one thing that I sometimes used to do with if someone was really coming for me and I just didn't want to come back to them in a negative way, I just repost them on my story. And then everyone else, like followers, friends, they would almost speak up for me. So it's like, that's when it's nice because then you know you have a lot of support from other people, you know? It's always going to happen, especially in this sport. There is some cruel-minded people out there, but my advice would just be rise above it, kill them with kindness.
And talking of like negative feedback or just like basic human respect, basically, a question that we had that we were thinking about is, did you ever have trouble gaining respect as a posing coach as a woman from men? Because I feel like that could be hard.
Yeah, absolutely. With the guys, it was almost a case of they would sometimes think they were too good to come into the studio with me. But what I did with my social media and something that gradually just became common knowledge was that the proof would be in the pudding. If guys didn't want to come with me, I would have a small percentage that would. And the athletes that did come with me, they would see vast improvements. So the people that were maybe outside watching and thinking, oh, she's a girl, she doesn't know what she's teaching. I've had it before. I've had like other people within the industry say, oh, she shouldn't be teaching men's physique because she's a girl. I'm a dancer. Dancers are versatile. My skill is versatile. And my eye sees far more from that dance background than probably, I quite confidently say, every posing coach that I've come across. Because of the type of dance that I did, I trained in ballet, contemporary, hip hop, salsa, everything. You have to learn to switch your eye. You have to go, okay, I'm a hip-hop dancer. Okay, the next day I'm a ballet dancer. You've got to switch between those styles. So all I have to do is train myself in that style and be able to see what the physique is presenting. So for me, it's just a case of, okay, in this hour, I'm men's physique. In the next hour, I'm bikini. Mm-hmm. And the more I worked with people, especially the guys, they would see the results. So then they would go, oh, actually, I want to go. And then I would get reputable, respected bodybuilders showing me respect. Like I worked with Jordan Peters. Obviously, he's one of the biggest prep coaches in the UK. And I don't know how well he's known in Europe, but he's a really big name over here. And he gave me respect. So then immediately when you get someone of that kind of standard saying, she's good, she can teach you more than you can teach yourself. And then they start to come, and then more guys start to come. And it's just then after that, then I feel like now I have the respect of the male bodybuilders because they want to work with me, which is a really nice feeling. But I also as well, you've been in the studio with me, so I've quite a strict way of how I run my session anyway. Mm-hmm. So there is immediately, especially with the guys, I implement a level of respect straight away. This is my studio. You're stepping in the studio with me and I am teaching you. So I get sometimes people coming in, they go, what about this? Or I think this looks better. Well, that's fine. Let's look at both variations. And then you can decide what looks best, you know? I think it's just a case of setting that standard and then seeing it, people seeing it, and then the reputation just building around that.
That's really cool. Did you ever just struggle with that as well? Like, I guess you knew that getting respect from men was harder than from men. Did you actually, like, struggle with it, or did you just kind of trust the process and knew that as long as you did your job well, this would change? Or what did you do about it, or how did you think about it?
I just, to be honest, and with the men that I worked with, they got really great results. So when it's almost like a butterfly effect, when they start to talk and then someone says, oh, I need a posing coach, where should I go to? Oh, go to Emma Hindman. So in the beginning, I probably definitely feel like I maybe had to work a little bit harder with the guys to prove myself in the studio. And then once I became more confident, because initially as well, I only really worked with females. And as time progressed, and I never said no to a client, so I would maybe get a guy who inquired and I maybe wouldn't know his I might not know all of the bodybuilding poses. This was in the very beginning. I might not have known all of them perfectly, but I also was confident enough in my skill that I might not know them, but okay, you show me your side chest, let me see if I can improve it. And then over time, because I have then start to really know the categories and the criteria and what they want to see and how I'm breaking it down, then my skill progressed alongside that. So I think as my skill progressed with the males, then I became more confident in the studio, and then I was probably then more confident to really lead and demand and take lead the session, but also be the one that was the teacher in the session more, rather than going, okay, you show me this and let me see if I can fix it. I would go, no, do it this way, try this, let's do this. So that just came over time, and it definitely took me longer than it would have done, but then it did with the females, because obviously that's more natural to me. But one of my first ever female clients was a female bodybuilder. So the difference between the males and the female bodybuilding actually isn't really that different. So it was just a case of, I think, probably getting more confident in myself and building my skill, doing more research as I started to get more guys. I was realizing, okay, I need to perfect this style a little bit more and make sure I really know what I'm talking about and I've been researching it on YouTube, and I know what this category wants, and I know how the guy should be presenting this, and what do the judges want to see. And then, of course, I started to judge at competitions. So that actually really helped as well, because then I was able to sit and judge and go, look at the guys' categories and go, okay, this is how they need to do it to showcase this. This is what the judges want to see. This is the criteria. So all of it combined together, they just really complemented each other. The dance background, the starting with maybe a female bodybuilder and then doing the judging and then working with more guys that were had different physiques and were maybe in different categories. And then it just naturally just progressed more and more.
Okay.
Did that answer your question?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like
yeah.
I might have digressed a little bit. I do that a lot, so I apologize. Yeah.
I think it's really, really interesting. And it's what I've, it's like when you, what I can tell by now is like you really enjoy what you're doing. And I feel like that's the best option to be really, to build up in a successful business. Because I could listen to you for ages now, when you tell everything and tell your story and how everything built up, and it feels like that it just built up by itself automatically. So it doesn't feel like that you sit down and had like written down, okay, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to do this. It just happened, and I feel like that's the best option you can have, and you take the risk and do your own business when you enjoy what you're doing, because then it just grows by itself.
Yeah, I think it's really important to, if you're going to get into business, to do something that you're passionate about, because you're far more likely to be successful. Like, I wake up every day, especially now at the moment in the current situation, and I'm just so grateful that I get to do something every day that I love. And I think if you've got that and you can build a business on it, even better, because I think then it's authentic. Like when you guys step into the studio with me, you can actually see like I'm passionate about this. Like I thrive on seeing you guys do well. You know, like when I see your progress pictures or we step into the studio for the second time and you've improved, I'm like, yes, got it, yes. Like I love that so much, because I feel like I want you guys to learn. Like I want you guys to almost see posing how I see it. It's an art form. But in regards to building the brand and the business, I definitely had a plan and a structure, and I think that's important. Like I knew what I want. I knew what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to for this to be successful, and I also knew what I had to do to make it that successful. Really, up until maybe about even now, even the level that I'm at with the business, I've got a real growth mindset. I achieve something, bam, done. Right, what's the next thing? Right, I've got a studio. Okay, now I want a website. Right, I've got a website. Now I want to do tutorials. Right, I've got tutorials. Now I want to grow this. Right, I've got that. Now I want to do bikinis. I've got a real growth mindset, and I think that's really important for business as well. And it is about having plans. I think you've got to have plans. You've got to see where the business is going. And it's almost sometimes I don't stop. Like I do not stop. This didn't happen by chance. When I was in prep, I competed. One of the reasons I competed, because I knew it was elevate my business. I wanted a pro card. I knew it would elevate my business. I knew it would put me on a bigger platform. I don't have to travel to these places across the world. I could just stay in Leeds and be busy, but I don't want that. I want to be known across the globe. I want to travel to Vienna. I want to go to Dubai. I want to work with as many people as possible. I want to hold free posing seminars so I can get to know as many people as possible. I want to connect with as many people. I want to do podcasts to grow my business, to connect with more people. And I think that's where you need to really, you have to always be thinking ahead. You can't stop. And if you want to be successful, I made a lot of sacrifices. You know, I, up until, like I said, maybe about a year ago, I didn't live in my own house. I didn't drive a nice car. Everything that I earned went back into the business. I lived in shared houses. I'm 30, how old am I? 34. I'm 34 now. The years keep ticking over. I'm struggling to keep up. I'm 34, and up until I was about 32, I drove an old car. I didn't even drive until I was 30. I lived in shared houses up until a year ago. I worked as hard as I could. I did online coaching, prep coaching, didn't really want to do it, but I knew I needed to do it to elevate what I wanted to do and to get to where I want to be. And then every time I do that, it's okay, how can I elevate up again? How can I hit the next goal? So it takes time. And I think if you really want to be successful in it, in something, then you need to be prepared to triple down on what it is you're doing, and don't miss up on any opportunity. I did stuff I didn't want to do. I did jobs or events that I didn't really want to do, or I was competing, and I competed at Body Power two years ago, and it was the first show I'd done in a year, and I was the first show. It was my comeback. I wanted to just focus on getting on that stage. The day before I competed, I stood on stage and gave a live presentation for posing because I knew it was an opportunity, you know? So you have to make sacrifices if you want to be successful. It's not easy. It's not. But if it's what you love, it's enjoyable.
Worth it. Yeah, and it's worth it. Yeah,
absolutely. Yes. So I'll just keep going and going and going until, you know, I'm in that studio and I've got a walking stick and I'm just sitting at the front shouting at people, quarter turn to the right. I'll always keep doing what I'm doing, but I've just got like a real burning desire to just be as successful as I can be, and that's in everything. I was like that when I competed. I was like that when I danced. Yeah. Now my business is my prime focus. I haven't competed for 2 years because I want my business to do well.
Are you thinking of getting back on stage again? Mm. Or
to be honest, at this moment in time, no. I couldn't do what I'm doing now with the business and prep. In the past year, I've probably averaged on 3 training sessions a week. You can't do a pro debut on 3 sessions a week. I can't build a successful business and prep at the same time, because as well, everything that I do, I pretty much do it by myself. I've got an assistant. She helps me with some of my admin work and stuff, which I had to do that all by myself for a while. I mean, the last time I prepped, I would wake up first thing in the morning, I'd check in with my coach, throw the bikini on, not even take my eye mask off, bikini on, heels on, check in, right, assess myself, okay. I would then go and do my morning cardio. Then I'd go straight into posing sessions, probably about 8 sessions a day. And then I'd finish my posing sessions probably at about 6 o'clock. I'd then go straight to the gym and train. I'd get home probably about 8 o'clock, meal prep, answer about God knows how many emails, respond to things about the website, respond to business inquiries. I go to sleep at about 1-2 o'clock. I get up 6:30 a.m. Same again the next day. And that's what you got to do. Like, you've got to be prepared to just really, as I said before, triple down and make sacrifices. And I just really couldn't, I really can't manage the business where it's at now and be in prep at the same time. But I'm confident that the business will get to a place where I can maybe just step back a little bit and be able to focus on a prep. I definitely want to get back on stage in the future. I don't know when it's going to be, but I'll definitely be back. There's a pro debut. There's got to be a pro debut before I hang the shoes up.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah, we need to get on there. So we'll just see. We'll see what happens in the next 12 months.
Yeah, wow, that's really exciting. It's like, as Petra said before, I could listen to you all the time just because I think you can see the fire in your eyes, basically, if that makes sense. So it's just for all the listeners who are listening on audio platforms, please switch to YouTube, because you have to watch this and not only listen.
You have to see how animated I get.
Yeah. That's insane. So I know this question might be a bit off topic, but it's something I really, really want to know. So what is your favorite class or your favorite division to teach? What do you like most?
Oh. Do you know what? People have asked me this, and it's really tricky because I get enjoyment out of each category. Now, probably what I really enjoy is working with an athlete when they're at a level where we're really getting into the nitty gritty. Like, pro level. Mm. And mm. we're pulling it apart. And we're going, let's just try this slightly different foot position. Or let's just try this angle of the hips this way. I really, really enjoy that. Because to me, that's like, I enjoy the you know, the teaching the basics and the fundamentals, because someone walks out of the studio and they feel confident. So there's that side of it. But when I'm working with someone who is at a high level of posing, and it means for me that I can, I think it probably relates to the fact that I was a professional dancer. So you work to a really high level and you perform to a different standard. And I think that's kind of maybe what I connect it with, because when you're posing to that level, to me, that's an art form. So with that being said, I really enjoy working with actually male bodybuilders that can pose very well classically. Because when classic posing is just done properly, oh, it just literally sets my soul on fire.
Yeah, it's just beautiful.
It's almost like something comes to life on stage. And when you look back and you watch those Frank Zanes and those old classic bodybuilders, and when it's mesmerizing on stage, that's what really gets me going. Like that's something I really, really enjoy. And it's also something that when I last competed, I really wanted to bring to the stage. I really wanted to captivate the audience. And that's something that took me a little bit of time to really get in bodybuilding, because it's different to dancing. It's almost like it's like you're poised and you're regal on stage. Does that make sense? So when you're on stage, it's like you maybe don't even have to move a lot, but you're captivating. And that's what I really love to pull out of someone, because sometimes people don't know they've got it in them. But if I can pull that out of someone and they start to just move like that on stage, there's just so much enjoyment that comes out of that for me. So yeah, with that being said, the answer to that question would probably be classic bodybuilding.
Yeah, totally get that. It's just when you watch a show and you see those guys who are good at that and doing that.
Yeah.
It's just they stick out.
They stand out.
You have to. You can't take your eyes off them. And that's how shows are won. It's not about just doing the poses.
Especially, I think it really helps in an amateur show, because it sets you neck and shoulders, head and shoulders above the rest. You know, when it comes to pro level, imagine all of your pros are on that level. Do you know? So to really hold the stage, you got to be something special. And that's what I enjoy watching. When I did Body Power, I knew it was kind of going to be the last routine that I ever did, because I was going for the IFBB pro card in figure, which means you don't do any routines. And the routine is the most enjoyable part for me. I knew when I was doing that routine that I wanted to step on stage. I didn't even really want to have to move that much, but I wanted to hold the audience. And I've had both sides of it. I've watched it. I've seen it on stage done by someone. And I've also been able to bring that level myself, which I don't say that in a big-headed way, but it's something I watched on other people. And I worked on it myself to be able to just, it's almost like when you stand on stage, you want to feel like, especially with a posing routine, that you resonate. You're resonating into the state and in the space, which means you can stand still, but there's energy coming out of you and the audience can connect with that. And that's something I really wanted to bring to the stage last time. And you could literally, I said to my mum, I said, I want to be able to hear a pin drop in that room, in that auditorium, when I'm on that stage. And she's like, okay, Emma, don't be dramatic. Yeah, whatever. And I was like, no, the whole audience, I want everyone just to stop and watch, because that doesn't really happen that much in a show. You know, it's not often where you're able to hold everyone's attention. And if as a performer, that's a magical moment. really magical. And I've had it on stage when I used to like perform as a contemporary dancer, because a lot of it is about emotion and connection. When you're on stage and you want to try and connect with the audience like that, you want to hold them, you want them to feel what you are doing on that stage. And the routine that I actually did was in memory of my dad, who'd passed away a few years ago. And I wanted everyone in that audience to feel what I was feeling on that stage. And it happened. And something like that, like I said, it's magical. It's a special, special moment. And I think that's why I'm just so obsessed with posing. Because wow. it's like dance on stage, isn't it? You know, it's an art. It's a craft. It's an art form.
Yes.
Absolutely is. Wow, I'm gonna have to go back and watch this routine somewhere. is it on YouTube? I really want to watch
it. It's on YouTube. Yeah, cool. It's on my YouTube channel. I'll send you girls the link and you can have a watch. But
we're gonna put it in the description, actually.
Oh yes, please.
Oh, cool.
People actually, where can people find you? That will be important, because I think we should just maybe wrap it around here, because we've been talking for 45 minutes now, so let's just
okay.
I think we could be talking for another 45 minutes, I guess, but
I'm good for time, girls. It's not like we have anywhere to go right now. But yeah, socials, you can find me on, my main platform is Instagram, and it's just if you just type in Emma Hyman, the Pose and Pro, you'll find me. I've also got Facebook, which is just the Pose and Pro. And I've LinkedIn and TikTok, which is just my name, but primarily posing, we looking at Instagram, Facebook, and also YouTube, which is the Posing Pro as well. And then obviously, if you want to connect further, the members area or the online tutorials, it is just www.theposingpro.co.uk.
Perfect. Thank you. Yeah, I can actually highly recommend that website, because I've been there before as well, and I've done the bikini level 1-2, and I'm really convinced.
Cool.
So I've seen it before, and it works. I highly recommend it. So people,
amazing.
Head over there. And yeah, I think let's wrap it up here. I think that's
cool.
I think.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Maybe for the end, maybe you can have, maybe you have like the three best tips or advices if someone like works on the posing. It's like your best three tips or advices you would give
them. Yeah, sure. So I would really recommend that you understand your category, your criteria for posing. So do your research, first of all. Number one, do your research on your category, which also includes looking at previous winners or finalists. Look at how they look. Look at how they present. Mm-hmm. And also look at the pros. If there's a pro league in whatever it is, the category that you're doing, work towards presenting yourself like that. Secondly, understand your basics and fundamentals. Really get down to the mechanics of how the poses are set up. Try not to just imitate what you see from other athletes. Initially, it's really important that we understand the importance of how we move, how we set up poses. And my third tip would be, once you've done that, start to adapt the poses to present your physique to your best potential. So yeah. Do your research, master your basics and fundamentals, and then work on showcasing your best physique by adapting the poses.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Awesome. Pleasure.
Great.
So,
thank you.
People out there listening, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it in your IG stories and leave a thumbs up on YouTube and all the good kind of stuff. You know what to do. Other than that, thank you, Emma. Thank you for taking time for us, talking to us, and giving us an insight into your business and the Posing Pro. So,
pleasure.
I really enjoyed it. I took a lot from it. And yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It was really interesting. It was good to hear your story, and I was really inspired.
Thank you so much for having me, ladies.
Thank you very much.
All right, then goodbye, and talk to you soon, guys.
Bye, ladies. Take care. Bye.